Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you today. Really looking forward to bring you God's word today, believing he's got a word for you. And just this week, I was heading to the Apex Center, and as I approached our community building where our offices are, I noticed there was a queue had gathered outside the building. I remembered that a local group had asked to use the front of our Apex Center. And as I approached the front door, I said to the lady at the front of the queue, "Excuse me," as I made my way into the center. And the lady said to me, "Hey, there's a queue." And I turned around to her and said, "I work here," and just kept on walking in. You know, I was laughing as I walked up the stairs. I told Pastor Neil what had happened. And, you know, as I was studying this week, it sort of reminded me of this whole theme of advance. You know, your enemy, he doesn't want you to advance into what is already yours. You know, and that day I was walking into the Apex Center where my office is, I didn't need permission to walk into my office. I already had that permission. Think about this. If someone was standing outside your front door of your home and said, "Hey, there's a queue," how would you feel? No, you have permission to walk into your home because it belongs to you. Likewise, you already have permission and access to the promises of God, to the promised land, to your destiny and purpose. But your enemy, he wants you to be standing at the back of the queue, looking and waiting for your turn, looking and wondering, well, how long is this going to take? Come on, I'm sure you've stood in a long line and you've thought, "This, I'm never going to get to the front of the queue." What happens is we become discouraged, we become disappointed, and sometimes we give up and we walk away and miss out on what is already ours. Can I say to you today, you don't have to stand in line. You don't have to stand in the queue. You can walk in. You can advance into what God has for you today because it is already yours. Now, you're maybe watching me and saying, "Well, that's easy for you, Pastor Dan. You don't realize or know what I'm going through. You don't know about the challenges that I'm facing. You don't know about the struggles that I have in my life." Well, can I come today and bring you encouragement? Because as we look at this series of advance and we consider the story of the walls of Jericho, which stood so high and seemed impossible to get through, they fell down by faith in God. And likewise for you today, you can advance and walk into all God has for you by faith. Well, last week, Pastor Neil began our series called Advance by teaching us about why it is important that we deal with our fears. You know, the reason that the generation who left Egypt never entered into the promised land was because of their unbelief. We read in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19, so we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. It was their grumbling and their moaning and complaining that led that generation to a place of unbelief. You know, unbelief will lead you to disappointment. It'll lead you to discouragement. It'll leave you in a place in life of indecision and settling for what you have. And it's a place where you don't need faith. You just need to exist. And that's the reason why they did not enter into, they did not advance into what God had for them. Think about that. A whole generation, missed out on what was promised for them because of grumbling and moaning and complaining. Can I say to you today, be very careful that you do not allow life's circumstances and how you feel in a moment to cause you to miss out and all that God has for you. Can we stay encouraged? Stay in faith. Stay with the people in our world that lift us up and encourage us. Don't give in to negativity, cynicism, and things that cause you to feel down. Lift your faith. Stir it up. Because if you want to advance, in short, it is by faith. That's how you can advance. Now today we're going to read the story from Joshua's life when he walks around Jericho and they have an incredible victory. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews that it was by faith the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. Faith is the fuel for advancing into your purpose and destiny. Paul tells us that we do not walk by sight, we walk by faith. Notice that the generation who came out of Egypt, they came to a place of unbelief. They walked by faith. But the generation who entered into the promised land and conquered that land, they walked by faith. So turn with me to Joshua chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 13. Together. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up. Everyone straight in." So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it." And he ordered the army, "Advance, march around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord." Advance. How can you live by faith? Well, I want to say to you today that it takes more than just Sunday faith. More than just coming to church and going through our services and then the rest of the week just living and just taking whatever comes our way. No, you need everyday faith. You see, here in our story, it tells us that the army had to walk around every single day. That was an act of obedience, but an act of faith. Every day you can live by faith. Not just Sunday faith, but everyday faith. You need more than just a saving faith. More than just salvation. We experience that in that moment when we invite Jesus into our lives. But we need to have everyday faith. Can I ask you today, are you living by faith? Not just one day a week, but every single day. Choosing to live not just by sight, but by faith. How can you have faith? Well, faith comes by hearing God. In the book of Romans chapter 10, and we read this scripture, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. And in my Bible, the little title that that section has is called Israel's Unbelief. You know, when you don't take time to listen so that you can hear what God is saying, you'll end up in a place of unbelief. Somewhere where faith is not required. If you're just going from Sunday to Sunday and not taking time every day to purpose to hear from God and to live out what He is telling you to do, then you'll quickly find yourself in a place of unbelief. You know, Daniel, he's getting a little bit older now, and he's talking a lot more. And some of his words are so clear, and I know exactly what he's saying, but sometimes he'll come to me and he'll tell me a story, and there'll be certain words that I can't quite catch what he's trying to say, and I'll ask him to repeat it, and then eventually I'll say to Deborah, his mum, what is he saying? And she will tell me exactly what he said first time. I don't know what it is. It must be a mother's instinct. It's probably because she spent the whole day with him, and she knows what he's trying to say. Now, the only way that you will learn to hear what God is saying, to hear His voice, is to spend time with Him. You know, to advance, you need faith. And faith is stirred up when you spend time with God. When you read the Bible and you read stories like the walls of Jericho, you're reminded of what God has done, but also what He can do for you. That's what the story of Jericho tells us, that we can experience breakthrough. Even in impossible circumstances, we can experience and believe for breakthrough in our lives. So can I ask you today as pastor, how's your devotional life? Just be honest in your assessment. Are you spending time with Him? Are you finding moments in your day to just be with Him alone? You know, it's often called the secret place. If you've got a moment where it's just you and God, you know, the private you, that's the real you. When you can just be in His presence, you can talk to Him, you can thank Him, you can share everything that's on your heart, and then He'll talk to you as you read His Word and you pay attention. Now, I want to encourage you today, if maybe you're going from Sunday to Sunday and you're wondering, why am I not experiencing breakthrough and advancing every day? Well, can I encourage you today to make a point to get this in your life, a meaningful moment every day where you have quality time with God. That's how you learn to hear from Him. You know, in the Old Testament, we learn about the prophet Samuel. And Samuel, at a young age, begins to hear a voice calling him in the night. And he thinks it's Eli, the priest. And he goes to Eli twice and asks him, why are you calling me? And on the third occasion, Eli says to him, I think it's actually God who's trying to call you. And next time, say, speak, your servant is listening. You see, Eli knew what the voice of the Lord sounded like. Samuel had to learn what that sounded like. But in this story, Eli no longer fully obeyed what God told him. But a younger generation, Samuel, was willing to obey what God would say. You know, I want to encourage you not just only to hear what God is saying, but we need to obey what God is saying. See, faith not only comes by hearing, but it comes by obeying what God says. And Joshua is an incredible example of a leader that purposed to seek God, but also to implement and put into practice what God told him to do. If you want to advance, then be like Joshua. Be quick to listen to what God is saying, but also quick to do what He says. Joshua has an encounter with the commander of the Lord's army. He hears the message and the instruction for him and the whole army to obey. And that's what he does. He obeys it. The nation obeyed, even when the instructions seemed a little bit hard to believe. They got up every day. They walked around that walls. And on the seventh day, they walked around seven times. And when the shout went up, those walls came crashing down because they had faith and they obeyed what God told them to do. It was his willingness to advance, to obey, that meant that he could advance into all that God had for him. You know, I believe God wants you to advance. Advance in everything that he has for you. In your life, in your family, in your business. He wants you to advance into all that he has planned and purposed for you. But it takes hearing his voice and obeying what he says. You know, Moses, unquestionably the greatest leader of their nation. He's the one who leads them out of slavery. But on two occasions, an incredible miracle takes place. The people are thirsty. They're in the wilderness. And the first occasion in Exodus chapter 17, they gather together. They're grumbling. They're moaning. And they're asking Moses, "We need something to drink." So Moses goes to God and explains this. And God says, "Go to the rock and strike it with your staff, and the water will gush forth." Sure enough, Moses strikes that rock and water flows. But then in Numbers chapter 20, the people come again, and guess what? They're not happy. They're grumbling. They're moaning. The Bible says they quarreled with Moses. And Moses goes to God again and says, "The people are thirsty." And this time, God says, "Go to the rock and speak to the rock." But when Moses went to that rock, he didn't speak. He struck it twice with his rock. And by God's grace, the water gushed forth and the people had something to drink. But in that moment, Moses only demonstrated partial obedience. You know, partial obedience is really just disobedience. And in that moment, Moses relied not on what God had said, but on his past experiences. Can I ask you today, maybe in life you're wondering, why am I not making progress? Why am I not advancing? Are you relying on past experiences, or are you relying on what God has said to you today? You know, Moses did not enter into the promised land. He didn't advance because of his partial obedience. Maybe today God is speaking to you and you know that he's been speaking to you. Don't rely on past experiences. Rely on what God is saying to you today. So we have faith by hearing what God is saying, by obeying what he has told us. And finally, faith comes by trusting God. You know, there comes a point where we don't just talk about walls coming down and talk about walking around those walls. There comes a point where you've got to pick yourself up and start walking. You see, real trust is not just speech. Real trust is action. That moment has to come. You see, Joshua wasn't a dreamer. Joshua was a visionary. He knew what was his, and he found the way to make sure he advanced into it all. Can I ask you today, are you just talking about it, hoping for it, or are you playing your part and advancing into all God has for you? A story is told about a father and a son in London during the Second World War. The building that they were in at night, a bomb dropped on it, and they were fleeing from that building. And in panic and in a rush, they looked for somewhere to find shelter. And outside that building, there was a crater where a previous bomb had dropped. And in the darkness of that night, as all the streetlights were out, and the father looked in that hole, and he jumped in. And from that hole, he cried out to his little boy, and he says, "Son, jump in." And the little boy, understandably, is terrified. And he looks in, and he can't see anything. He just sees darkness. And he says, I can't see you. But the father there in the darkness of that hole, he looks up and he can see the silhouette of his little boy. And he says, jump, I can see you. And with that, the boy jumped into that hole and into the safe arms of his father. That's a great picture of faith. That's a picture of someone who chose not to walk by sight, but chose to walk by faith. The little boy did not stay in unbelief. He stirred up faith. He trusted his father to obey his words and jumped into his arms. Can I ask you today, are you living by faith, or are you just playing it safe? If you want to advance into what God has for you, then you need to put your trust in a person, and his name is Jesus. You can fully depend on him. He's never failed, and he's never going to fail. He'll never let you down. He'll never disappoint you. You can take him at his word. He is able. If he can take down the walls of Jericho, he can take down every obstacle that is in your way from advancing into what he has already given to you. Are you living by faith? Are you taking time to stir up faith within you? Are you listening? Are you obeying? Are you trusting? I want to give you an opportunity right now. Maybe you're watching me today and you know you don't have a relationship with Jesus. He's not your friend. You've never had a moment in your life where you've asked him to come into your heart. That saving faith that I talked about earlier. You've never experienced that. Or maybe you're watching today and you've not been in church for a long time. But you want to use this moment to make a fresh commitment to Jesus. Well, I want to give you an opportunity, and it comes by faith. And it comes by obeying what he told us to do. The Bible tells us that if we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and confess with our mouth that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So I want to give you that opportunity. You say, Daniel, I want to make, for the first time, begin a relationship with Jesus, or you want to make this your moment where you start again. Just follow these simple words and pray them sincerely. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world. You died upon the cross. You took my place. You took my sin. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I repent of my old life. Make me a new creation by the power of your Spirit. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. I confess you are my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that for the first time today, please will you let us know. We'd love to celebrate with you. We'd love to encourage you on your journey. Friend, you're watching today and you want to advance into everything that God has for you. But you need to make that decision today that you're not going to live in a place of unbelief. A whole generation missed out on the promised land, other than Joshua and Caleb, because they were the only ones who had faith. Can I encourage you today to decide in purpose to be someone who lives by faith, that listens to what God is saying, obeys what he tells you to do, and put your full trust in him? Can I ask you to do that today? Father, I pray for those who are watching me. Lord, I pray that you would help them to advance, that they would not be comfortable just settling for what's left, but they would push in to the best and everything that you have for them. Lord, I'm praying for people in their lives, that for their families, for their businesses, for their education. Lord, whatever they're involved in, Lord, I pray that they would push in and they would take hold of all that you have for them, that they would see your purposes and your destiny for them fulfilled in this time. So Father, I pray for faith to rise up, that fears would diminish, and that they would live with the spirit of an overcomer. Give them the power of your spirit. Enable them to live this life as they put their trust in you. I pray this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.